Good evening, everyone. This is The Candid Show, brought to you by your host Krishna, and we have got Shriram here as our co-host today. And today's topic is about procrastination, which is actually something that has been done by each and every individual in everyday life. So before moving into the topic, I want to inform you guys about a small announcement is that we forgot to actually mention about this in the previous episode. So like before the break, all these set of episodes we did will be termed as season zero. So like the episode starting from the last episode will be like termed as season one. So we are going to actually implement this season type of formats in our episodes, in our podcast hereafter. So to jump into the topic, procrastination is something that is subconsciously done by each and every individual in may be in studies or like in everyday life. So like we actually do it in each and every part of our life. So like in each and every task or like each and every job, we used to procrastinate it due to laziness and other kind of reasons. So that is what is the topic we are going to discuss today. So the reason behind procrastination is that the laziness and all these kind of all these kind of laziness leads us to the thought of why can't we do this task or this job later, so like in the future, so like we can do it tomorrow or in a week. So like this is the main reason. Due to the presence of time, excess time, we take it leniently, and we like we don't take it seriously, and we don't actually complete our task in the given time. So that becomes a very big problem like in the future. So like it builds more pressure inside us, and we can't actually cope up with the pressure generally. We can't cope up with pressure generally, and if it is so high, we can't actually do our job properly. Either the task will won't have a proper quality in it. So like it, we will do it so like without any interest we will do it, and it won't be up to the mark. So that is the main drawback of procrastination, and that is the main problem of procrastination. And if you see all these kind of starts from the school age. So if a student, if an individual, maybe a girl or boy, starting from the school side, if a teacher gives them homework, or if there is an examination, or if a lesson has been taught that day, the student doesn't care about studying it on that day itself, going home. So like they usually kind of procrastinate all these kind of jobs, so like all these kind of subjects or like exams. So like they have a mindset where they think that we have more time, why to do it now? So like they actually kind of procrastinate regularly, so like always. And some students kind of come out of it, and many students face a very big struggle. So like they don't actually kind of study the subjects for knowledge. So like this is the main reason for all the students' failure, and it also affects the grades of the students. So that is a very big problem due to procrastination, and the students' actual potential doesn't even come out of them. So like due to procrastination, so like in pressure they can't actually read the all the important, so like all the subjects, so like all the concept or chapters in the subject. So like they kind of read only the important questions framed by the teacher or like their friend. So like they only read the important notes, or like they just go and vomit in the examination. There is no point, there is no use of it. So like that may get them marks, but knowledge wise they don't acquire more knowledge due to procrastination. So like that becomes a very big problem in future. So like coming to 10th grade or 12th grade or even in college period, so like they face a very big problem in coping up with completing of all these subjects. So I don't say that completing all these subjects within the particular day of the teacher taught it, so like that is not my point. But they must actually think about the consequences of their of this problem. So like procrastinating it, so like postponing all these tasks kind of starts from early school and college. So like this also affects the day-to-day life lifestyle of the individual also. So like they also bring in procrastination into their day-to-day life, where if they are given a task by their dad or mom, so like they used to kind of I will do it afterwards, or like it is actually subconsciously present in our mind. So
yeah.
Shriram, what do you think about procrastination coming up in the individuals very often in the school or college period, early period in their life, in their childhood?
Yeah, I think procrastination is actually something which I think we've been kind of like kind of understood or subconsciously kind of implemented into our brains, that it is kind of an activity where you basically end up doing avoiding certain tasks which you have a deadline to complete, even though you know there is a negative consequence to it, but you still deliberately choose to not do it. So I think this kind of an habit obviously kind of starts from your school life, because like when we are from like a very young age, we probably don't develop this attitude, because we generally tend to complete our work on time. We are not the most laziest people. Are also to say that laziness is actually not a very big reason of procrastination, because people kind of tend to think that like laziness is kind of like the direct impact of procrastination, or people who are lazy generally tend to procrastinate more. But that fact is actually not entirely true, because there is like a host of variety of reasons which kind of explain to a person procrastinating more and more. So for example, if a person has less self-esteem, for example, if a person has a problem with his optimism because he does not have proper self-control, etc., etc., things like these. So, you know, so going and telling to a person to stop procrastinating is basically like telling a patient who has clinical depression, just be happy. So that does not make sense. So the same thing applies to here as well. And we also kind of have this notion that, or also have this belief that most of us in our life are chronic procrastinators, in the sense that we start developing this habit from a very, very young age, and we don't even know what that means. We just do this. We have kind of developed this habit as we go, and this just is inherited too deep into us, in that just we completely start to destroy our lives, because obviously the effects of procrastination are just scaling in folds. Because obviously when you think about it, in your school life the effects are not like very high, or in the sense you would lose your academic studies, academic skills. Obviously you would we'd be bad at school, that is very obvious, I think. But if you start thinking about the long-term consequences of it, once you finish going to your school, once you start entering into the college atmosphere, or for example in your job, etc., etc., your responsibility is going to increase by folds. So in that case, the effects of procrastination are going to be very, very taxing on you, obviously, because it's at such a kind of an atmosphere, in such a atmosphere which requires so much of you, have to put your effort into and do every single bit of your work. If you start procrastinating there, it's going to affect your life. You're going to lose your job at most of the time. That's going to happen, obviously, since you don't pay attention to it. And again, if you don't have a job, your life is going to go haywire. You're not going to get income for the month. You don't have a house for a month. So you're just gone. Your life is completely in shreds. So this is literally a problem which can completely shred you into pieces. So it's actually a very bad thing. It is actually something which can completely devastate your life, and people don't understand this, because obviously when you look at it from a standpoint of a child or a kid who goes to school, this is nothing. It's just an issue where it is just like a child refusing to do homework. Like, if I don't want to do homework, fine, I'll do it tomorrow, fine. So we just ignore it, done. So it does not have any kind of an impact. It does not have a long-term impact. So we just leave it, done. So that's the very big problem, and that's the kind of the root cause procrastination is that ignorance, I think. More than laziness, I think ignorance is one of the biggest problems of the Indian population, especially because I think we as Indians, we are generally tend to be good at studies, because we, compared to the rest of the world, we Indians are very, very good at studies, and that is because we have a very good school system, we have very strong values, we have very strong morals, so that helps us in life in general. We are a lot better than most of the Americans, and this is a very bold statement I'm making, and that is true totally. We are very, very good in studies, and that is because we've always been strict, we have always following rules. So if we start to develop habits of procrastination at any point in our life, there is no difference between us and the Americans, because obviously Americans are generally tend to be more relaxed. They generally do work when they want to. They don't have strict rules, or they don't have well-defined any kind of protocols to do work. So that is why you have to start controlling your procrastination habits, because obviously when you start taking control of it, or obviously you just need to take control of it, you cannot like completely like eradicate it, because obviously this is such a simple kind of a habit which you kind of develop from a young age, so it is difficult to kind of eradicate it. So you can definitely have it in control from a very young age, from your school itself, and obviously kind of understanding it, or like at least spotting it at a very young age is very helpful, because I think I am very well aware that I procrastinate, so that helps me up to a certain bit, because the fact that I'm aware of it is like a consciousness to me, kind of pricks in my consciousness that I have to do work, so it immediately pushes me to do work. So I think at least being self-conscious of the fact that you have procrastination is a very, very helpful in this business. So Krishna, to talk about it, I think let's talk about kind of the impact of procrastination, I think, since I covered most of it. But I think, like, from a school kind of a standpoint, why do you think we kind of procrastinate? Because I think, as you obviously told, we kind of have this ignorance or this laziness, I think. But that does not, I think, entirely still cover, because I think the child or the student, whoever it may be, kind of like has this self-conscious problem, or he may not be confident enough, or he wants to achieve perfection. There are like n number of factors. So do you think procrastination is something you develop in your childhood, or do you think as you grow up you may start to pick it up also?
So speaking about procrastination, this actually kind of starts from the school or like college. So like nobody actually likes, like if you consider a child, the child doesn't actually like doing homework or writing exam. So they basically see it as a stress. So that also becomes a reason for procrastinating all these studies and all these learning. So like all these lessons they have been taught by the teachers, they don't actually go home and study that day itself. Exceptional cases are there, but still, they don't actually kind of have that sense of or that they don't realize the consequences of all these procrastinating of all these chapters and lessons they have been taught. So school time is actually something where procrastination is actually visible, at least. So like that becomes a very big problem even in college life, and so like it also kind of creates a very big impact in their day-to-day life. And if you see the reasons behind procrastinating, you can list out something like laziness or ignorance. So like they don't actually realize the consequences. So like these are the basic reasons. But coming to our generation, so like speaking this topic with our generation, I want to list out is that the game addiction, as we spoke as a separate episode, is also a very big reason for this generation kids to actually procrastinate much.
That's true.
So like they actually kind of go home and they don't want to study, and also like they go home and they search for devices, and they actually kind of play all these games has together. So like they don't realize the effect that causes in their life. So like they don't care about studies. So whenever there is an examination, or like there is a class test, or like a monthly test, so like they kind of actually realize their mistakes. So they don't actually realize their mistake, but they have this thought in their mind where they somehow have to pass the exam. So that is the pressure created in the child's mind.
Yeah.
So that is something that is not created by any other individual, but the individual itself. So like the child itself. So this can be this can't be completely ignored. So like this can't be completely overcome, the procrastination issue, but it can be taken care of. So like making the child realize its consequences, the consequences of the procrastination, may be a way to help the child to avoid such a thing in their life. So like according to the school or the college. So like basically the game addiction also causes a very big problem. And Shiram, how do you think that the new technology also is a reason behind all this procrastination?
Yeah, definitely technologies, I think, or maybe you could also state it in a way that technology is actually the reason we procrastinate at this point, I think, because I think this is the kind of habit which we have developed. At least the Gen Zs are the ones, I think, are very visibly, we can visibly actually see the impact of procrastination, I think, because I don't know about the Gen X and the Millennials, I'm not sure about it. I think Millennials did have procrastination as a habit, but I think that did not impact their lives as much as it is doing right now to us, I think, because I think the Millennials, even though they were pretty much kind of like pretty focused people, I think they had very good grades also, because if you see some of our brothers and sisters also right now, they did have good grades, they have fairly good lifestyle practices, because they were not, I think, not, they are like, they were in the earliest kind of like the ages of technological advancement, so technology was not a big effect to them, or they did not seriously get affected by it. But the problem is that we as Gen Zs right now are like in the age of technology, or in the sense we are kind of like trapped in the sense of a technological world right now, and it is very difficult for us to come out of it. And obviously, yeah, we have to find like a different kind of a way to combat technological addiction, because obviously these are distractions. So any kind of technologies you have right now is a distraction to you. Your phone is a distraction to you. So every single technological piece of hardware which you have in your home right now is a simple distraction. And you just have so many distractions around you in your life these days. It is just impossible to actually focus. And that is again one of the prime reasons of procrastination is lack of focus. You have zero focus. You cannot focus on anything. If you immediately see your phone, actually you want to check up your Instagram, you want to check your WhatsApp, you want to check your Twitter, etc., etc. You have so much things to like catch up on to the world. It is so difficult for us to actually focus on one thing we want. So kind of like the simple kind of things to kind of at least develop a little bit of focus is probably try to control your phone habits, obviously. Because I think I am not one to say this, because obviously I definitely don't have my phone habits in check. I am a very addictive phone user, so I should not be the one to argue as if I do it. But I advise, or this is like an advice to myself also, I hope I follow it in the future also, is that you keep your phone on do not disturb mode always. Because obviously when any kind of a notification pops up, it alerts your brain, so your brain instantly moves out of focus. So you have to somehow make sure that your brain does not have any chance of it to distract it other way. And also for the people who are wondering, there is a technique called Pomodoro technique. And for the people who are wondering what it is, it's pretty difficult to explain actually. So if people are curious to try this out, please check out the internet, please check out the YouTube actually. There are a lot of people actually have videos on it. It's one of the most best techniques which I have been using also to focus, and I have been getting good results out of it. It is obviously not groundbreaking or something, but it has helped me kind of like control my addictions to a very great level actually. So I'd kindly request you to check that out. It can definitely change your life, I think so, if you have the intention to change, obviously. So that's what I'm talking. There's like so many distractions in the world these days. So there's like a millions of things which can kill you, which can like increase your chance of procrastination. But obviously your end goal is to keep it in control, keep it in check at least, or like at least have it in, at least be conscious of it. I think that is the baseline of all of these discussions which you're having now, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah, but comparing the students who kind of have rote learning and the students who kind of study daily, so like they prepare for their examinations, so like however they kind of go to the exams and vomit their knowledge or whatever the stuff they had read before day, so like that is the major problem of procrastination. Yeah. I see is that they actually do last minute studying, so like they only study only the important notes or something else, so like they don't actually implement their knowledge in the examination. So like they don't actually kind of think in the way where they kind of answer. They have to answer the question in a knowledgeable way. So like they don't actually do that. But most of the students actually do rote learning, and they don't actually express the content inside it, and but they actually mug up the content and they just go and vomit. Exactly. In the examinations, and after the examinations, if after a month or two or week or two, even if you ask the child about the concerned subject or the chapter, they don't actually know anything or any bit of the chapter being taught by that teacher. So that is a very big problem of procrastination, don't you think?
Definitely, I think that, and that is a direct impact of last minute preparations. I think again, that is again one of the most important factors of procrastination. Again, is basically pushing everything to the last minute, because I think we as Indians are very, very good at this skill, because obviously we've been doing this like since the start of our board exams, I think at least from the 10th grade, or we always do this. And I always used to do this, keeping everything until the very last minute. Any kind of project, any kind of homework, for example, I'll do it in the morning, I'll do it in the night, I'll do it at night, 12 o'clock. I just keep pushing things, keep continuously trying to schedule events at the very, very last minute. And this is the exact reason why we tend to do rote learning. This is actually one of the more reasons why you tend to do rote learning, because obviously you pick up anything to read at the last minute, you don't have knowledge about it. You're just going to blindly read whatever is in there, just vomit whatever you read and gone the exam, done. So there's no amount of knowledge you gain from it again. And that is why I was also the one who did rote learning for social science again, because obviously it was such a voluminous kind of a subject. So, and that is why I'm using that also as an example right now, because that was one of the most irritating subjects, because you had to memorize so much things in that, and obviously I pushed it to the last minute again and I struggled for it. So yeah, again coming to the point, so last minute preparations are just very, very problematic to a person who procrastinates a lot, because obviously they are one of the most single most reasons as to you kind of developing that habit over time. So bringing that under control is definitely going to help you procrastinate a lot less, I think. Yeah.
So that will be the end of this podcast, guys. So thank you for listening, and make sure that you kind of listen our podcast even in Spotify and Google Podcast. Mm-hmm. We are also posting it on those websites, so like, please check it out. And if you kind of have any criticism, suggestions, or any kind of comments, please mention it below in the YouTube comment section. So thank you for listening.
Thank you all.